And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 3rd of November, 2017. It's the birthday of the poet William Cullen Bryant, born in Cumington, Massachusetts, 1794, who wrote the poem Thanatopsis, which was my grandmother's favorite poem. It's the birthday of the novelist Ignatius Donnelly, born Philadelphia, 1831, who tried to prove that human civilization occurred with the lost continent of Atlantis in his book Atlantis, 1882. Also tried to prove that Francis Bacon had written the works of Shakespeare. It's the birthday of Martin Cruz Smith, Reading, Pennsylvania, 1942, author of the Arkady Renko series of detective novels, including Gorky Park. Latest book is The Girl from Venice. It's the birthday of the photographer Walker Evans, born to wealthy parents in Missouri, 1903, who went to work documenting poverty during the Great Depression. He'd started out taking pictures for ad campaigns for New Deal programs, photographing the coal country, Pennsylvania, West Virginia. In 1936, he and James Agee went to Hale County, Alabama, to write an article for Fortune magazine, which did not publish it. Instead, it became a book, Let Us Now Praise Famous Men, which came out in 1941, the story of three tenant families. Walker Evans, who said part of a photographer's gift should be with people. You can do some wonderful work if you know how to make people understand what you're doing and feel all right about it. And you can do terrible work if you put them on the defense, which they all are at the beginning. You've got to take them off their defensive attitude and make them participate. It's the birthday of the American explorer Vilhelmur Stefansson, 1879, born in Manitoba. Parents were Icelandic immigrants. He explored new lands in the Canadian Arctic, spent a year living with the Inuit, and came to the conclusion, Stefansson did, that Europeans could very easily live off the land in the Arctic if they adopted Inuit ways. He said, "It is chiefly our unwillingness to change our minds which prevents the North from changing into a country to be used and lived in just like the rest of the world." Vilhelmur Stefansson, also known to have been cavalier about planning his expeditions, and many of the trips he coordinated ended with the ship sinking and some of his fellow explorers perishing in the Arctic. Here's a poem for today by Ann Porter, A November Sunrise. Wild geese are flocking and calling in pure golden air, glory like that which painters long ago spread as a background for some little hermit beside his cave giving his cloak away, or for some martyr stretching out on her expected rack. A few black cedars grow nearby, and there's a donkey grazing. Small craftsmen, steeped in anonymity like bees, gilded their wooden panels, leaving fame to chance. Like the maker of this wing-flooded golden sky, who forgives all our ignorance, both of his nature and of his very name, freely accepting our one heedless glance. A November Sunrise, a poem by Ann Porter, from her collection An Altogether Different Language, published by Zoland Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.